USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Texas officials are critical of the snowstorm crisis that's going on in the South. Here's the state's agricultural commissioner, Sid Miller, on Fox.
There's no excuse, you know, us Republicans, we run Texas. It's on our shoulders. We messed up. I'll just admit it.
Most of the state now has the electricity restored, but the big problem now is no water. The extended freeze has ruptured pipelines, and those who do have water are ordered to boil it.
We've got repairs to make. We've got weatherization issues. We've got to make sure that people have food and water.
That's Texas Congresswoman Sylvia Garcia speaking to reporters as she helps out at a food bank in Houston. In northern Oregon, the National Guard has been deployed after a week of snow and ice has trapped people inside with no power. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Federal agents have charged 9 so-called Oath Keepers with conspiracy, accusing them of spending months planning an attack on the U.S. Capitol in an attempt to halt the certification of President Biden's election win. The Justice Department leveled charges at 6 more Oath members of the Oath Keepers. They charged 3 others earlier in the investigation. Prosecutors said the 9 defendants worked together for months before the January 6 attack to coordinate plans, including shared transportation to Washington, D.C., and gathering before in the lobby of a Virginia hotel. Some of the members also allegedly discussed keeping a cache of weaponry outside the city. Authorities have arrested and charged more than 200 people for their roles in the January 6 attack, which left 5 people dead, including Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick. Also, 2 other police officers who were at the Capitol during the attack died of suicide in the days following. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
While millions were freezing in their homes, some people decided to use their trucks to generate electricity. From our Texas Bureau, here's USA's Val Dior.
It's not an advertisement, just a story about a truck that might have saved lives in Texas. Millions were without power, and temps inside homes reached below freezing. That's when Randy Jones of Katy, Texas, near Houston, remembered his new Ford F-150 hybrid has a generator that can produce up to 7.2 kilowatts of power, according to Ford. The generator is powered by both the batteries and the engine, and the owner ran extension cords from the pickup to their kitchen to power a few lights, a toaster oven, and a space heater. According to several on a Ford forum, it saved the day, and the setup proved to be much quieter than the neighbor's traditional portable generator. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department is investigating Marilyn Manson after abuse allegations were made against the singer. Manson, whose real name is Brian Warner, is being investigated following allegations of abuse by his ex-fiancée, actress Evan Rachel Wood, and other women as well. The L.A. Sheriff's Department confirmed it is investigating Manson. In a statement, they said the incidents occurred between 2009 and 2011 when Mr. Warner lived in the city of West Hollywood. Wood accused Manson of abuse in an Instagram post February 1st, saying the singer started grooming her when she was a teenager. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.